Hello, this is the Exotic Stat, Al speaking.
Al! James, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. What can I do for you?
We've got to book Constance in for a checkup. She's due for a checkup after having some meds. And we'll bring Edna in, get some more bloods done for her.
Awesome. All right. What day best suited you guys?
Can we do today or tomorrow?
Today we are fully booked. There might be one appointment this afternoon that might free up just because we've done the nail trim and beak trim this morning, so I don't think we'll have to do anything with it this afternoon. Tomorrow's fully booked already. It's fully booked with Ness, unless you guys were happy to see Kelwyn, who's the young vet that started here a couple months back. But if it was looking to book in with Ness or even Brock, Ness is fully booked. Brock's not on tomorrow.
Yeah, I prefer to see Vanessa or Brock.
Yeah, that's okay. Let's have a look. So next Friday...
One of the other things that we want to get Constance checked out for is because just feeling underneath her vent is feeling quite, like, I don't know, it's quite dense and full.
Yeah,
so we're
okay.
Not sure if she might be, like, retaining an egg or if she's got something going on there.
Yep.
So it'd be good to get
it
checked out for that as well.
Yeah, that's okay. Do any other days before... before next Friday or next week work for you guys? Because I've got, let's have a look at Monday. Monday I've got availabilities with Brock.
What would be like the latest appointment?
Latest appointment on Monday?
Yeah.
The latest appointment would be 3 p.m. We've got other bookings after that that have already kind of taken the consults, but 3 p.m. I could do.
What about the latest booking, like next week in general?
Next week in general, let's have a look. So on Wednesday, I've got 20 past 4 as our last appointment.
Okay.
We could push that to potentially 4:30. If needed, but if we're doing bloods for Edna as well as Constance, I think just booking out that 40 minutes would mean that we've got a bit of wiggle room for the both of them. I do have Thursday at the same time, 20 past 4, and then currently Friday, the last appointment would be 20 past 3.
All right, let me just check with Lucy. 1 second, sorry, mate.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, okay. So Lucy's a little bit worried about the abdomen thing. So maybe if... Are you still there?
Yeah.
So let's do, like, booking Wednesday at 20 past 4. But then if that one does free up the Savi, just maybe you can, if you can let us know.
Yeah,
and
I'll
then we'll come in the Savi.
I'll actually write a note down now as well, because I'll book you guys in and I'll pop you on hold and I'll just check with Kiri because I think she's off the phone now as well, and I'll just see if that is able for us to kind of move around because we won't need it anymore.
Is that the new vet this afternoon?
No, it's Vanessa on this afternoon.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. I'll just check with Kiri now. Just bear with me.
Yeah, you're on it. Okay.
thank you for holding their team. So I spoke to Kiri, and Ness has some things to do at that later appointment already, but we have got the time slot because we've done the beak trim for that bird this morning. We've got a 2 p.m. appointment that I could book you guys in for.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that, mate.
2 p.m. works? Fantastic.
Yep.
Okay. Cool. So, Constance. And did Edna need to come in with her as well for the bloods, or were we going to do that later on in the week?
We'll bring Edna in, and we can just assess. If we have time to do it, then yeah, sweet. We can see where she's at. But you know, if you guys are swamped, then we won't worry about it. That's fine.
Yeah, no worries. I'll book that in, and if we do have time, yeah, that's fine. Recheck and tense.
It's not like full blood. It's just a red cell count.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For Constance, though, you mentioned that she had a tense abdomen, like she was straining almost.
Yeah, I'm not sure quite how to explain it. Can you explain it to Al, what the Constance was?
It's just a distended abdomen, and it just feels egg-shaped. And it seems like she's been going in the nest box, but then there's no egg.
Mm. And other than that, she's still eating and drinking as normal and acting normal as outside of that?
I think so. It's hard to tell if this abdomen thing is because she's overweight and like quite patchy, but it just feels like you can just cup it in your hand.
Yeah.
And it's just a bit weird that like we thought she was going broody again because she was in the nest box for ages, but then... Mm-hmm. She only just finished being broody, and then there was, like, no egg, and then we were just kind of feeling her, and I was like, I don't know, her abdomen, I don't like how it feels.
Yeah.
But I
yep.
don't really know how it normally feels. I haven't really felt it.
That's okay. No, that's okay. Yeah. I think you guys would know best if there is, even if you haven't felt recently, if there is some kind of change. So that's okay. I've got that all booked in for 2 p.m. today with Constance. Bring Edna along, because if we do get a chance, we'll just retest her bloods. Other than that, we've got a full day, so we'll see how we go. But all good. We'll see you guys at 2.
Thanks, mate. Cheers, mate.
No worries, team. We'll see you soon.
See you, mate.
Okay. Bye. Bye-bye.